Cambridge Certificate in Advanced English Preparation Course by Cambridge Institute. This recording is copyrighted. This is the Cambridge Advanced English Listening Test. Test 2. Now you will hear the instructions for this test. I'll introduce each part of the test and give you time to look at the questions. At the start of each piece, you'll hear this sound. You will hear each piece twice. Now look at part 1. You will hear 3 different extracts. For questions 1 to 6, choose the answer A, B or C, which fits best according to what you hear. There are 2 questions for each extract. Extract 1. You hear a radio interview with a museum curator talking about his job and his newest galleries featured at the museum. Now look at questions 1 and 2.
So, Mr. Jones, thanks for joining us today.
Of course. Thanks for having me.
Tell us about your decision to become a curator.
Well, it's all based on my love for art. When I was younger, my mother would take me frequently around to various museums that many times had lesser-known works. Becoming acquainted with the beauty of painting, regardless of the painter, was what first drew me in.
So, you never had any doubts about what you wanted to pursue?
Starting out at university, I had various interests, but they all seemed in some way to come back to the art and its history. After enrolling in different subjects my first year, I decided to go after a career as a curator from then on.
That's fantastic. Can you speak a little about what you have going on right now in your museum?
We have a couple of great collections from young local artists that will be featured all during the summer. Part of my job that I love is to expose the museum goers to things that they may not have been all too familiar with, but I am certain they will love. We also have a deal for students and for those who come apart from peak hours so as to be accessible to everyone.
Great news. A pleasure having you on.
Now you'll hear the recording again.
So, Mr. Jones, thanks for joining us today.
Of course. Thanks for having me.
Tell us about your decision to become a curator.
Well, it's all based on my love for art. When I was younger, my mother would take me frequently around to various museums that many times had lesser-known works. Becoming acquainted with the beauty of painting, regardless of the painter, was what first drew me in.
So, you never had any doubts about what you wanted to pursue?
Starting out at university, I had various interests, but they all seemed in some way to come back to the art and its history. After enrolling in different subjects my first year, I decided to go after a career as a curator from then on.
That's fantastic. Can you speak a little about what you have going on right now in your museum?
We have a couple of great collections from young local artists that will be featured all during the summer. Part of my job that I love is to expose the museum goers to things that they may not have been all too familiar with, but I am certain they will love. We also have a deal for students and for those who come apart from peak hours so as to be accessible to everyone.
Great news. A pleasure having you on.
Extract 2. You hear a discussion between 2 teachers and their proposed curriculum for the upcoming term. Now look at questions 3 and 4.
Hey John, everything up to speed for the next course?
Ah, Nancy, nice to see you. I think so. More or less, yeah. I'm still going over some of the feedback I got from last term students and maybe what they wanted to change if they had the power. I'm thinking of cutting back on some of the lengthier writing assignments to give more credence to preparation and participation in class. What do you think?
Yeah, I've also been looking at the feedback really closely with this being a first-time subject and all. I definitely want to encourage more participation, However, I might keep the writing assignments and do away with some of the extra tests I gave them last term. Comprehensive exams at the end of every 5 units seem to be enough to test the students without being too much for them to handle.
Okay, well, how about we grab a cup of coffee next week before the final outlines are made?
Definitely.
Now you'll hear the recording again.
Hey, John, everything up to speed for the next course?
Ah, Nancy, nice to see you. I think so. More or less, yeah. I'm still going over some of the feedback I got from last term students and maybe what they wanted to change if they had the power. I'm thinking of cutting back on some of the lengthier writing assignments to give more credence to preparation and participation in class. What do you think?
Yeah, I've also been looking at the feedback really closely with this being a first-time subject and all. I definitely want to encourage more participation. However, I might keep the writing assignments and do away with some of the extra tests I gave them last term. Comprehensive exams at the end of every 5 units seem to be enough to test the students without being too much for them to handle.
Okay, well, how about we grab a cup of coffee next week before the final outlines are made?
Definitely.
Extract 3. You hear a customer speaking with a travel agent about an upcoming trip. Now look at questions 5 and 6.
You'd mentioned a package that caught your interest.
Well, when I had spoken to my wife about it, we decided it would be best to try the all-inclusive option.
That's an excellent choice, sir. Especially because they're offering a reduced price for pairs or groups in order to fill up all the spaces. Choosing this package gives you access to all of their amenities and a chance to make extra purchases concerning more specialized services, like massages.
Can you tell me anything about offers on flights?
Yes, actually. If you're looking for the cheapest option, try and clear your schedules out for something midweek. Weekends tend to run much more expensive in general. I can look something up now for you if you'd like.
That'd be great. Shouldn't be too much of a hassle for us, as we're going to take advantage of our leaves for holiday.
Excellent.
Now you'll hear the recording again.
You'd mentioned a package that caught your interest?
Well, when I had spoken to my wife about it, we decided it would be best to try the all-inclusive option.
That's an excellent choice, sir. Especially because they're offering a reduced price for pairs or groups in order to fill up all the spaces. Choosing this package gives you access to all of their amenities and a chance to make extra purchases concerning more specialized services, like massages.
Can you tell me anything about offers on flights?
Yes, actually. If you're looking for the cheapest option, try and clear your schedules out for something midweek. Weekends tend to run much more expensive in general. I can look something up now for you if you'd like.
That'd be great. Shouldn't be too much of a hassle for us, as we're going to take advantage of our leaves for holiday.
Excellent.
That's the end of part 1. Now turn to part 2.